Okay, we'll start in Parshas Beshalach. First encounter with Amalek at the very end of Parshas Beshalach. Vayavo Amalek v'yilachim im Yisrael b'refidim. Amalek came and fought against Klal Yisrael b'refidim. What's the gematria of b'refidim? Purim, 336. Good. So Amalek came and fought against Klal Yisrael in a place called Refidim. Refidim is Gematria Purim. Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua. Moshe says to Yehoshua, Bachar lanu anashim. Please select for us the finest of men. Vitzei hilachim ba'amalek. Machar anochi nitzav al rosh hageva. Moshe says, I'm going to stand on top of the mount. U'matei elokim biyadi. And Moshe says, I'm going to do it with a matei in my hand. What's the Gematria of matei? Matei, Memtes, hey? 54, okay? So from yesterday. Vayas Yoshua kasher amar lo Moshe li lachim ba'amalek. U'Moshe Aaron v'chor alu rosh hageva. So Moshe Aaron and Chor go up to the mountain together. Moshe Aaron and Chor, right? Go up to Hageva. Moshe Aaron and Chor and Hageva. Aaron, Moshe, Chor. Aleph, Mem, Ches, Hageva. Hey, Aleph, Mem, Ches, Hey, Emcha. So we're supposed to do it on Amalek. Emcha. Aaron, Moshe, Chor. Or maybe Hey is for Hashem. Defeat Amalek. Okay. Vahaya kasher yare Moshe yado v'gavar Yisrael. Moshe raises his hands and the Jews are winning. And Moshe's hands become heavy. And they take a rock and they put it under Moshe. And Aaron and Chor are supporting his hands. Mizeh echad u'mizeh echad. Vayihi yadav emuna. Moshe's hands are hands of faith. Ad bo hashamesh. Okay. Vayachalosh Yoshua Samalik v'samol fi charev, and Amalek is defeated by the sword. Great. Please write down the following in a book. So I told you the other week, Basefer is Gematria 342. The three times in the Sefer, meaning in Tanakh, that we fight against Amalek, we meet Amalek, we meet Agag, king of Amalek, when Shaul doesn't kill him, and we meet Haman. So Amalek plus Agag plus Haman is Gematria Basefer, 342. Visim ba'ozne Yehoshua. Write it down and put it into the ears of Yehoshua. Okay? All these little ramas I'm just throwing out, but this is what we're really going to talk about. Visim ba'ozne Yehoshua. Sim ba'ozne Yehoshua. The Briskun HaSolem says that Sim is Rashi Tevos, Shaul, Yehoshua, and Mordechai, the three who fought against Amalek. Right? But what is Sim ba'ozne Yehoshua? Put it into someone's ear? What does it mean to put something into someone's ear? Kimacho emche ezecher Amalek mitachas hashamayim. Because Hashem says, destroy, I shall destroy Amalek from beneath the heavens. What's the gematria of emche? We forgot to mention yesterday. How much is emche? 54. Emche ezecher Amalek. Okay, vayiven Moshe mizbeach. Moshe builds for himself a mizbeach. And he calls it Hashem Nisi, God is my miracle. Vayomer ki yad al keska milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. Okay? Good? Keska. Yeah, we're not doing chazar, we're doing new things. Okay, good. So the question is, what does it mean Simba Azne Yoshua? What does it mean Simba Azne? What does that mean Simba Azne Yoshua? Simba Azne Yoshua? If I talk to you, if I want to say something to Ben, right? So I can talk from a distance. You can hear me from there, Baruch Hashem. Right? Ellie, you can hear me okay? Great. Simba Ozne is an interesting lashon. Put it into someone's ear. When you talk directly into someone's ear, right, usually you're not talking at a regular level, in a regular tone. You're whispering. Simba Ozne usually means to whisper something. So it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to write it down in a book, you know, publish it in the press, but I also want you to whisper a secret into Yoshua's ear, that we're going to keep fighting Amalek. What exactly is this secret? What's the pnimius of Sim Ba'ozne Yehoshua? Okay, and that's the sugya we're going to try to explore. What do we know about whispering? Chaver, what do we know about whispering? We all whisper every single day. You know when we whisper? Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Liolam Ve'ed. That's our main whisper. So let's go back to the origin of that whisper. The Gemara in Pesachim, in source number 2, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish explained. Vayikra Yaakov el banav vayomer heyasfu vagid lechem. Yaakov is on his deathbed. Parshas Vayechi. He gathers together his children. Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz. Yaakov wants to reveal ketz hayamin, the end of days. He wants to reveal the secrets of Mashiach. V'nestalka mimenu shechina. And all of a sudden, Yaakov can't think straight. The Shechina has left him. Amar Shema Chas V'Shalom Yesh B'mitasi P'sul. Maybe there's a P'sul. Maybe there's a shortcoming from my bed, meaning from the children that I fathered in my bed. Maybe, perhaps Shema. It's interesting. Shema was the word. Nani, remember we used in the Sfarim sales here. Shema is the first word the Nachash ever said. I mean, the Nachash used the word Af, but Rashi said it means Shema. Shema means Safek. Safek is the koach of Amalek. So the fact that Yaakov is having this doubt is also, there's something very permanent. Not going to go into that right now. But Pashup Shad, Yaakov says, oi, maybe one of my children isn't from. Maybe one of my children is not, like we learned about last week, Tocho Kabaro, like a fish. Remember? Others fish. Fish are emistic. They're true to themselves. Fish are Tocho Kabaro. The battle against Amalek is to remove that sheker of Amalek, where Amalek presents itself one way. Again, the whole world of Esav is a big lie. What animal is Esav compared to? What animal is Esav compared to? In the Medrash, a pig. That's right. And what does a pig do? Look how from I am. Split hooves. It lies on its back in the mud, and it holds up its split hooves. Say, look, I'm so religious. I'm a kosher animal. But on the inside, pig, you don't chew your cud. So you're not Tocho Kabaro. You're not Tocho Kabaro. I realized over Shabbos, Tocho Kabaro is Gematria Ki Yad Al Keska Milchama L'Hashem Ba'Amalek. 660. Which is, with the kolel is Esther, 661. Okay. Fine. So Yaakov says, maybe my children are not sincere, they're not real, maybe I have an off-the-derech child. Why did Yaakov think that he has an off-the-derech child? Well, Avram had an off-the-derech child, his name was Yishmael. Yitzchak had an off-the-derech child, his name was Esav. So maybe I have an off-the-derech child also. Ka'avram shiatzu mimenu Yishmael. Like my father Yitzchak shiatzu mimenu Esav. Amrulo banov. So what did his children say to him? Tati, don't worry. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru, kishem she'ein belibcha ele echad, kach ein belibeinu ele echad. Just like you believe in one God, we believe in one God. You don't have to worry. We're all from. So at that moment, Yaakov is overjoyed. Ba'osa shah pasach Yaakov avinu va'amar. Baruch shem kavod malchuso li'olam va'am. So happy to hear that I have from children. Baruch Hashem. But a much deeper Baruch Hashem. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Vad. Li'olam Vad. Hashem, wow. Amir Hashem, this should last forever. Klal Yisrael should always stay on the path. And we do. Baruch Hashem, we're still here. 2019. Tav Shanayin Tess, we're still here. So the Gemara says, after Yaakov created Baruch Shem, we had a problem. Amri Rabbanan, Heichi Navid. The rabbi said, what should we do? Namruhu lo amru Moshe Rabbeinu. If we incorporate the phrase Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Oli Olam Ve'ed into our davening, then what? It's problematic because it's not a pasuk in Chumash. It's in the Torah Shavu'al Peh. It's behind the scenes. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. Yaakov Avinu said it on his deathbed, B'shas Birchas Abanim, while he was blessing his children. So to say it, Moshe didn't say it, but lo namruhu amru Yaakov. But to not say it would be insulting to Yaakov. Yaakov created this magnificent phrase. How can we not incorporate it into our lives? So says the Gemara, you know what they did? You know what they decided? Hiskinu shiu omrim oso bichashai. It was determined that it should be said, what? In a whisper. It should be said in a whisper. Bichashai means in a whisper. Okay? Amri Rabbi Yitzchak, Amri Debei Rabbi Ami, Mashal Labas Melech, Sheheiricha tzike kedera. It's like a princess who smells the tzike kedera. Tzike kedera means like the, like after you take the, I don't know, the cake out of the pan, or you take the chulin out of the pot, or you take the whatever out of the, you know, and there's like that's like stuck to the bottom, which is sometimes the most geschmack part. Again, if you like that, But like, you know, it's like a little bit, it's a little bit animalistic to sit there like scraping the bottom of the pot, if you're into it. So it's like a princess who wants to eat the tzike kadera. She wants to eat the stuff that's like stuck to the bottom of the pot. But like the princess, come on, like, you don't get to lick the pot, you know? You don't do the cooking yourself either. Im tomar yesh la ganai, lo tomar yesh la tzar. Right? To tell her, come lick the pot, it's not kavodik for a princess. To not tell her, knowing that she enjoys it so much, will be painful for her. So yizchilo avdei lehevi b'chashai. So they started smuggling it to her. You know, the kitchen workers would wrap it up in a little napkin and like drop it off by the princess's royal chambers. What a funny mashal. It sounds like Baruch Shem Kavod Machatzol V'Yom Ve'ed is like some majorly controversial thing. So like that's why we're whispering it. We gotta like sneak it to the princess. We're the princess. Klal Yisrael's the princess. We want it. We have this big taiva for Baruch Shem Kavod Machatzol V'Yom Ve'ed. Moshe didn't say it, so it's not so kosher. Only Yaakov said it, whatever that means. So we sneak it. We sneak, you know, we sneakily enjoy Baruch Shem with a whisper. What's the pshat? Anyone? Have a pshat? So what's the gnai of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machatzol V'Yom Ve'ed? Because that's the mashal. The mashal is that it's a gnai. It's not so poshut to say Baruch Shem. We're not so comfortable saying it. So chevra, we need to understand is that the gnai, listen carefully, the gnai of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machatzol V'Yom Ve'ed is not mitzad the etzem hadavar. The words themselves are mamish holy. To say such a thing about Hashem is gevaldik. There's an unworthiness on our part. There's an unworthiness on our part to allow ourselves to say it. And here's why. Says the Maharal of Prague in the Netzach Yisrael Perek Mem Dalet. Maharal is Govaldik. There would be no, without the Maharal, there'd be no Chassidus. Like everything we learn has a shoresh in some way in the Maharal. Again, I'll never get over the fact that the Maharal was writing in the style that he wrote in over 500 years ago. It doesn't make sense. 500 years ago, he was writing in a style that doesn't sound like 500 years ago. He was way ahead of his time, and he had a tremendous, tremendous influence, obviously, on Torah Sabal Shem Tov. So it says the Maharal in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, which speaks a lot about Golus and Geula, V'lo haya roi, in source number 3, V'lo haya roi lomar Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Rak Yaakov. When we say that Baruch Shem Kavod was said by Yaakov, you have to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu is the neshama kolelis of Klal Yisrael. We all have a shaychus to Moshe Rabbeinu. We're all connected to Moshe. Moshe is an all-encompassing soul. We're all connected to Moshe. What are you saying? We're not connected to Yaakov? In a certain way, we're more connected to Moshe than Yaakov. The Gemara says, Yaakov inu lo meis, the spirit of Yaakov lives on inside of us. True. But the Zohar says even more than that. The Zohar says, Ispashtusa de Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol dara v'dara. The ispashtus, the impression of Moshe Rabbeinu, is felt b'chol dara v'dara. Dalet resh aleph, dalet resh aleph, which is other, right? And two others. We feel the presence of Moshe in two others. Because Moshe is a Gilgal of Mordechai, and Mordechai is a Gilgal of Moshe. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a tremendous hashpa on Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Rabban Shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov is the father of Klal Yisrael. I understand. But there's something very, very halig about Yaakov Avinu that in a certain way, if it doesn't come channeled through Moshe Rabbeinu, then it doesn't really, it's not shayich in a certain way to all of Klal Yisrael. It's a very nuanced point, which I'm not explaining so well. There's a lot more to explain about how Moshe and Yaakov are connected through the sphere of Teferes, the inside track and the outside track. There's a deep connection between Moshe and Yaakov. That's why the Gemara is struggling. Well, Moshe didn't say it, but Yaakov Avinu did say it. Chevra, the problem with Baruch Shem Kavod Machatzol V'Yom Ve'ed, the reason we're whispering it is because we're scared to say it. It's so halig to say such a thing. It's so messianic, it's so futuristic, that we're too nervous, we feel unworthy of saying it. So look again inside. Says the Maharal, and for those who just walked in, make sure you get a copy. V'lo hayoroi lomar baruch shem kavod machuso rak li Yaakov. Mipnei she Yaakov haya kadosh Hashem. Anyone here learn Maseches Megillah? The Gemara says, minayin shekaru hakadosh baruch hu li Yaakov el. Where do we see that Yaakov himself is called Aleph Lamed? God? I can't call Yaakov God. Godly? Godlike? So you'll say, well, Moshe is also godlike. Moshe is called an Ish Elohim. True. That's what I'm saying. It's a very nuanced point. We're just going to have to go with it. Maharal says that Yaakov Avinu is what? His face is on Kisei HaKavod. He's Kadosh Hashem. He's Mamish Kadosh Kadoshim, Yaakov Avinu. Ah, he's our father. We have a Shaykh. Yes, true. But there's something about the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu that if you're not holding by Kadosh, 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 you're not there. You're just not there. Kidichsiv v'higdishu as Kadosh Yaakov, like the Navi Yeshaya says, v'higdishu as Kadosh Yaakov. There's regular Yaakov, and then there's Kadosh Yaakov. V'ein omrim baruch shem kavod malchuso rak b'kedusha. And therefore, baruch shem kavod malchuso li'olam v'ed is a very delicate and holy thing, and can't be thrown around so easily. V'lekach lo hayu omrim baruch shem kavod malchuso rak b'mikdash shu kadosh el Hashem. In the base of Mikdash, the words Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Ve'ed were used much more freely. If you just take a look for a second, turn the page for a moment, just jump ahead for a moment to source 9? No? Yeah, 9. The Gemara in Tanis says, on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, that in the Mikdash, they wouldn't say Amen. You don't say Amen. Right? The response in the Mikdash is not Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo, the way we say when we hear someone say a bracha. The response in the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, is Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Li'olam Ve'ed. That's their Amen. That's the Amen of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so says the Maharal, turning back to the Maharal again, says the Maharal, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso is very halig. It's for the Mikdash, which is Hashem's place. V'lakach HaMalachim, the angels, Asherhem nivdalim veim kadoshim memachomer, angels which are holy and separated from physicality, roi lahem shevach zeh baruch shem kavod malchuso. Right? The angels can say baruch shem kavod malchuso liolam ve'ed. Angels can say it. Ki ein levarech Hashem hamora ala mahus, ki im hamasulak v'hanivdal minachomri. Because who are you to bless the name baruch shem kavod malchuso? You're blessing God's name? Hashem's name is His essence, as far as we, you know, understand it. So who are you to bless it? Unless you're mamish, kadosh. If you're still physical, if you're still attached to taivas olam haza, who are you to bless Hashem? You know? A third grader goes over to LeBron James and says, you're good at basketball. Thanks, kid. When Michael Jordan says, LeBron, you're the greatest of all time. Okay, now we're talking. You're saying something, lahavdo. Right? So when we say, oh, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed, Hashem says, Shkayach, Shkayach. Very nice. What are you talking about? Chutzpah, who are you giving Hashem a bracha? Should I give you a bracha? Who are you to give Hashem a bracha? I bless your name. I bless your essence. What are you talking about? U'lefichach ro'oi bracha zos l'malachim. So angels, which are non-physical beings, they can say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed. Shem Kedoshim Menachomri Hagashmi. And Uvayom Asher Mesula Ka'odam Menachomer Kiyom HaKippurim, when we have an angelic day, dressed in white, refraining from food, drink, anointing, washing, intimacy, shoes, on Yom Kippur, on that day, as you all know, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed a bit louder. We're a little more comfortable saying it. We feel a little more worthy of daring to utter it. So angels can say it. On Yom Kippur you can say it. In the Beis HaMikdash, give us access to Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed. So if it's true that it's such a scary thing to say, so how did I say it this morning when I dragged myself out of bed? How did I even have the chutzpah to say it in a whisper? Maybe I shouldn't say it at all. But when I'm ready to say it, when Mashiach comes, I'll say it. When it's Yom Kippur, I'll say it. When an angel wants to say it, an angel can say it. When I come to Beis HaMikdash, and I hear the Kohen say, the Shem HaMuforash, then I'll respond, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed. But how do I whisper it on a Tuesday morning? How do I even have the audacity, the gall, to whisper it on a Tuesday morning? So the Maharal explains further in source number 4. The Maharal wrote a beautiful work called Nesivos Olam, made up of many nitivot, many pathways. one of the nesivos of the Maharal is called the Nesiv HaAvoda, and he writes in Perek Zayin, he explains how we're able to even dabble in it. Why are we allowed to even whisper? What are we saying? What is a whisper? A secret. What's our biggest secret? Our biggest secret is that regardless of what I look like on the outside, I have a neshama. I carry a piece of God inside of me. That's such a big secret we don't even understand it ourselves. Lo yadati nafshi samasni, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim. I don't even know my own soul. I don't even know what's going on inside of me. I don't know what it is. I don't really know what it is. I believe it. Sometimes I feel it. I'm standing at the kotel, you know? Have a good Shabbos. I go to the mikvah. I learned a piece of Torah and I'm really inspired. I'm feeling connected. I catch a glimpse of my neshama. I don't really get my neshama. I don't really know what it is or how it works. It's a big secret. A secret is said in a whisper. V'lakach, says the Maharal in source number 4. Tiknu sheyomru b'chashai. The reason that we can say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed in a whisper, ki be'emes ha'odam mitzad sheyesh bo neshama nivdeles, shehi yosheves benistar. The hidden part of a person, my neshama, the secret of me, has a sheiches to Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. Because as physical as my body is, my neshama is infinitely more spiritual. My neshama is nivdalis. My neshama is entirely spiritual. It is detached from physicality. It's yoshev b'seser. It sits in a place of concealment. Again, seser, 660, is gematria, what? Ki yad al keiska milchama l'ashem ba'amalik. The battle against the malik is to try to... Esther, the aleph seser, the aleph dar. Everything we've been talking about for weeks. Yeah. So the neshama has a right to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Yolam Ve'en. Vaneshama hi kedusha nivdeles, the holy neshama, which is again set apart from physical reality. Yacholomar baruch shem kavod malchuso. Ulafichach tiknu sheyomer oso b'chashai. And therefore we say it in a whisper. Kamo hashaneshama hi kedusha. Hayoshev es b'seser, just like the neshama is in a hidden place. Aval Yaakov hayaomer baruch shem kavod malchuso, ki hu kadosh ba'atzmo. Why was Yaakov able to say it out loud? Because Yaakov was always in a state of Yom Kippur. Yaakov was Kadosh Yaakov, as the Navi Yeshaya said. Lakach Amar B'Gemara, so therefore the Gemara is grappling with this. Should we say it? Well, Moshe didn't say it. Should we not say it? Yaakov did say it. Lakach Amar B'Gemara, Namrinu Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, Dover Zegnai. It would be disrespectful for us to say it. Sharei Ein Ha'adam She'eno Kadosh Roy L'zeh. Because if you're not a Kadosh, you don't have a right to say it. You remember the piece we learned in Yismach Yisrael a long time ago? I don't remember what Parsha was even. I meant to look it up this morning. When he spoke about, I think, what a Kajan Tzer Magid, who said that the Rashi Tevos of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed, do you remember? Those are the six letters that can attach themselves to Hashem's name. Ba Hashem, She Hashem, Ka Hashem, Me Hashem, La Hashem, remember? The six letters, the Rashi Tevos of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Ve'ed, those six letters, right? Beis, Shin, Chaf, Mem, those letters all can attach themselves to Hashem. We find words, right? We find a word, Ba Hashem. We find the word Me Hashem. We find the word La Hashem. Right? We find all of these words. We find these letters attaching themselves to Hashem's name. So what does that mean? What does that mean, that these are letters that attach themselves to God's name itself? It's a deep dveikus b'Hashem, right? It's a Yaakov Avinu. So if you're not davuk to Hashem, if you can't attach yourself to Hashem like these letters, then you can't say, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso Liolam Ve'ed. If you come and go in your relationship with Hashem, sometimes yes, sometimes no, I check in, I check out, so then you're not. Then it's a bizayon, it's a gnai, it's disrespectful for you to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Liolam Ve'ed. But from the level of the neshama, he says, a person can say it. Continuing at source number 4, right after the three little dots in the sixth line. Lafichach tiknu lomer b'chashai, ki mitzar neshama kadosha nevdeles sheyesh ba'adam, yesh lomer Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol. Ki mitzar neshama dome ha'adam l'malach. From the perspective of the neshama, you're like a malach. Kamosha malachim omrim, Baruch Shem Kavod, Mitzad Kedushasam. Kach Mitzad HaNeshama, Yesh la'adam lo mergamkin baruch shem kavod malchuso. Rak haguf hu ma'akiv. But the body gets in the way. And our job, again, is to try to move closer towards that day when we'll be able to really say baruch shem, like we do once a year on Yom Kippur, when we give ourselves real permission to say it. He ends the paragraph by quoting that Gemara in Brachos I was sort of alluding to a minute ago, which is where the Gemara says that the neshama, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, so too the peace inside of us that comes from Hashem is also completely hidden. Is also completely hidden from us. Okay? Yeah?
Is there a connection here? I feel like Baruch Hashem is used in the context of Hanukkah also before.
Hanukkah and Purim always go hand in hand. For sure. 24, 25, for sure. Yes. Anything Hanukkah has to do with Purim. I told you, because again, it's not clear which Svira corresponds to Hanukkah and Purim. Right, again, Chesed is your right arm, Gvura is your left arm, Tiferes is your body. Netzach and Hod are the two thighs. It doesn't say which one is which. Right, so Netzach and Hod correspond to Hanukkah and Purim, but which one is which? For the most part, we assume that Purim is Netzach, which is the right leg, and Chanukah is Hod, which is the left leg. That's why Purim is Chuasam Hayitza La Netzach, and Chanukah is Lahodos Ulahalo. But in Kisvei Arizal, it goes a little bit back and forth, which is why Chanukah and Purim always work together. They're two Yom Tovim Derabanan, and they have a deep, you know, sharing of themes. They cross over a lot. Yeah. Because Moshe has to write the Torah. That very good question. Moshe is giving the Torah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Right? Moshe is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. A Rebbe has to present Torah in a way that the Talmidim can hopefully absorb it. If the Rebbe speaks in a language that the Talmidim completely can't understand, so then he's not a Rebbe. So Moshe, whose whole essence is being Moshe Rabbeinu, he has to, the same reason we learned, remember, when we were talking about why is Olam Haba not in the Torah? You learned that Kli Yakar, all those explanations. Why did Hashem not write Olam Haba in the Torah? So one opinion is because to talk about Olam Haba would require language that the average person can't understand. So the Torah has to be Shavah L'chol Nefesh. The Torah has to be for everyone. So Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vayed is really for no one, basically for no one. On a very, very small level, because, as we're about to see in the future, we're going to get there, so we practice it in a whisper, with great caution and great sensitivity. That's the vibe. Yeah.
Is it also possible we're only really to say it the second after we are Kabbalah?
Right. Also, good point, right? We only have the audacity to say it right after I say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What are you supposed to think when you say Shema? You're supposed to think, I am prepared to die for you, Hashem. I'm prepared to give up my life for you. Okay, so in that moment, when I'm prepared to be an angel, to return back to the level that's entirely neshama, I'm prepared to let my body be destroyed, Al Kiddush Hashem, again, the Mesiras Nefesh a Jew is supposed to think about during Kriya Shema, so then right after he can have the chutzpah to whisper, Baruch Shem. But we're still not there yet. We're still not there. We don't give ourselves permission to say it yet. It's just too holy. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting to think about. What do you think? When I misuse Hashem's name, then I say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vayed. It's a very deep thing you're saying. I have to think about it a lot more. I think there's definitely something there. There's always something there. It's a stupid thing to say. There's always something there. It's just Torah. There's always something there. But I feel like we can get something if we think about that. It's a very interesting ha'ara. I like that. Okay, Chaver, one of the main differences between this world and the next world, again, is how much we're able to recognize Hashem. I ended the previous paragraph by quoting the Gemara in Brachos, that we don't see God and we don't see ourselves. And that's hard for us. Let's be honest. That's one of our hardest struggles. I sometimes question, and I question myself, and I make bad choices because I don't see Hashem and I don't see my soul. If I could see Hashem, or if I could see my neshama all the time, and my neshama even all the time, I'd be a different person. Okay, so this is a world of concealment. It's a world of Esther, a world of Seser, a world of Nistar, a world of concealment. The Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, in source number 5, tells us V'Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. Bayom ahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad. The pasuk in Zechariah. That we long for a day when Hashem's name and Hashem one. Otu ha'idno la'vechad hu. So says the Gemara, what does that mean? Is God two right now? That God, we long for the day when God will be one? What is that even talking about? Amar Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, lo ko'olam haza ha'olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Ha'olam haza al besuros tovos amar baruch hatova meitiv. In this world, when you get good news, besurot tovot, when you hear good news, you say baruch hatova meitiv. Wow, thank you Hashem for the good news. Val besuros raos, and for bad news, omar baruch dayan ha'emes. When someone passes away, what do we say? Gamzul tova? No. We say baruch dayan ha'emet. We're so sad to hear. That's this world. Because let's be honest, I can't pretend that when tragedies happen in this world, I understand why they happen. So I can't say, wow, this is good. I might know in my heart it's good. Because I might be a Jew of deep faith. But I don't have the chutzpah to say out loud, oh, this is good, as if I understand. Yeah, oh, because I know that in some very deep, mysterious way, the Holocaust was what Hashem wanted. So yeah, the Holocaust was great. It's absurd. It's absurd. It's rishus to say such a thing. I know in my heart of hearts Hashem has an explanation which I can't even begin to understand. But when I hear a tragic thing, I have to say what? Hashem, I know you're in charge, but I don't get it. Baruch Dayan HaMes. That's a this worldly perspective. But in Olam Haba, Kulo HaTov HaMeitiv. In Olam Haba, I'll have a perspective to realize that everything is good. There's no some things are good, some things are bad. Human perspective. No. Everything is good. Everything is good. Ushmo echad. The pasuk says what? Bayomahu yeh Hashem echad ushmo echad. What does it mean? Ushmo echad. My echad. Atu ha'idna lav shmo echadu. Is Hashem's name not one right now? So we could say back to the Gemara, yes, Amalek is blocking out God's names. But the Gemara says yes. Hashem's name is not ideally the way it should be right now. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, lo ka olam haza olam haba. Olam haza, how is Hashem's name written? It's written yud hey. It's written yud ke vav ke. But we don't pronounce God's name the way that it's what? The way that it's written. Vinikra aleph dalet. How do we pronounce it? We say baruch ata ado. Right? We say the shem adnus. We don't read. We've never in our life read the word yud ke vav ke. We don't say those words. Aval olam haba kulo echad nikra yudke v'nichtav yudke. But in olam haba, the way that it's written is the way that we're actually going to say it. I'm scared I'm going to forget later. So just remember that when we started, we learned the pasuk where Hashem said to Yeshua, write down what happened with Amalek and then whisper it into Yeshua's ear. In the future, says the Gemara, the way it's written is the way that it'll be said. So a little bit, you see where I'm going with it. Hashem told Moshe, write down, ksov zo zikaron b'sefer, write down Amalek. We're ready to write it, but we're not ready to say it yet. The same way that God's name is written one way, but we don't yet say it that way. We don't say yudke vavke. We don't say yudke vavke the way that it's written. We're not quite there yet. However, what's the difference between the way that the name Yud Kei Vav Kei and the name of Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud? For the sake of time, I'll just leave you with the Maor Makomos in 6 and 7. The Noam Elimelech and Parshas Vayigash, the Moray Naim, the Rebbe of Chernobyl on that Gemara in Psachim that we just looked at, basically explain that, again, the name Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud is a name of concealment. It's a name of Hashem running this world. And the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei is a name of Hashem that represents more the essence of Hashem in a world beyond this world. Okay? So meaning these two parts of the Gemara go hand in hand. The first part of the Gemara that says, Hashem Echad, right now Hashem is not Echad? Yes, right now we don't really understand Hashem. And the second part of the Gemara that says, Shmo Echad, right now we don't yet pronounce His name, says the Moray Naim, those things go hand in hand. The fact that we don't understand yet, the fact that we haven't really finished the job yet of perfecting the world, doesn't allow us to what? To say Yud Kei Vav Kei the way that it's written. The same way that we don't say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ol Yolam Ve'ed yet. We're just not there yet. We're not able to say it because we don't yet have that full perspective. Again, when do we say it and where do we say it? On Yom Kippur we say it. In the Beis HaMikdash we say it. There's an amazing line from the Chassam Sofer. If you just take a quick look in source number 8. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva in the Hashmatos in Kuf Tzadi Beis. The Chassam Sofer says, V'nei iser zeh, dehoga Hashem ba'os Yosef, hutar michlalo b'makum zulas makum, uvizman zulas zman. Says the Chassam Sofer, this prohibition of hoga Hashem ba'os Yosef, to even say the letters. Again, there's different opinions in the Rishon on what it means. Can you say, you know, the four letters? That's why we say Yud K Vav K. Why can't I say, you know, Hey? Why don't I say K? We don't even say the letters, according to at least some Rishonim. Right? We certainly don't pronounce it. We certainly don't read the word with this Nakudos. So this prohibition of saying God's name, says the Chassam Sofer, right? There is a place where it's allowed. Where is it allowed? Look at the words again. B'makom zulas makom uvizman zulas zman. What does that mean? A place beyond place, and a time beyond time. Or maybe more literally, a place outside of place, and a time outside of time. Where is a place outside of place? He says, right, b'makom hainu beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash is a place on earth, but it's not really from this world. Beis HaMikdash is a physical place in this world, but it's also really a portal to the next world. And what is a Zman Zulas Zman? He says, B'Zman Zulas Zman, that's what it says, that in the future, La'olam Haba, will be able to say Hashem's name the way that it is, right? Yom Kippur, again, is a taste of something beyond this world, which is why, again, on Yom Kippur, we say Baruch Shem Allah. We don't say Yudke Vavke on Yom Kippur. What about a leap year? Ah, good. A leap year is also time outside of time. Excellent. Okay? I mean, everything I've said about Yom Kippur, I hope you're thinking is all true about Purim and that much more so, right? Because Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim, says the Tikkuni Zohar. Purim is even higher. Okay? But we're going to get there in a minute. Okay? So the Chassam Sofer says again, these names are not disconnected from us, but they're connected to something that goes beyond our Olam Hazeh experience. Okay? Okay. Source number 10. Says the Maharal, one more piece of Maharal, again in the Netzach Yisrael, this time in Perek Samach. Says the Maharal, we know from the Medrash, Kol zman shezera Amalek kayam, as long as Amalek still exists, kiviyachol knaf mechase haponim, there is a knaf, there is some type of garment covering over the face. Right? A knaf literally means a corner. Arba kanfos. Your tzitzis. There's a knaf. There's an edge. There's a corner. There's a garment. Right? There's something that's covering over. Something that wants to reveal itself. Avad zaro shel Amalek. When we destroy Amalek once and for all, nitla knaf, then the knaf will be removed. And that's what it means in the Navi Yeshaya, v'lo yikonef od morecha. Your teacher will no longer be concealed, yikanef, will be covered over. Who knows the end of that pasuk? If you ever went to Meir Sharm and you bought a picture of a Rebbe, maybe you had this pasuk on your picture, whether you bought it from that little corner stand or whether you bought it in one of the stores there. V'haya ro'echa, v'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha. Right? Your eyes should see your teacher. That pasuk is actually talking about God, seeing God. But we apply it to tzaddikim. V'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha. That's the end of this pasuk. V'lo yikanev od morecha. Your teacher, your Rebbe, your God will no longer be concealed from you. Rather, v'hayu einecha, with your own eyes, you'll be able, ro'os es morecha, you'll be able to see your teacher. You'll be able to see your mentor. You'll be able to see your master. Okay? But as long as Amalek is still around, it doesn't happen. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Amar Kol zman shezar shel Amalek kayim lo Hashem shalim v'lo Akisei shalim. Says the Maharal, we know that. That's all the Medrash. We've read that Medrash before. We spoke about it 1,000 times in the last 4 weeks. Fine. B'zeh ramzu dvarim niflaim. Says the Maharal, there's such an important and deep idea here. Ki Amalek hu achotzeitz b'fnei Hashchina she'ein Hashchina nigleis b'olam hazeh. The reason that Hashem is not fully here is because of Amalek. And if we can get rid of Amalek, that we don't have to say Baruch Dayan HaEmes anymore. And we don't have to say Aleph and Dalid and Nun and Yud. We can say Hashem's name. And we don't have to whisper Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol Li'olam Va'ed. We can say it. We can get to a place where we're able to actually say it, to mamish say it, to fully say it. So therefore, for the interim, for the period of time, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, whisper into the ear of Yoshua, write down the destruction of Amalek, because it's written. It's already written. The story has been written. The story of every one of our lives is written. Okay, we still have free will. That's a hard question. But it's written. Everything's been written. It's all written down. But whisper it into Yoshua's ear, because we're not ready to talk about it yet. We know it to be true. It's hidden. It's written down. It's etched. It's carved. It's already been published in some, you know, place beyond place, in some time beyond time. But we're still, in terms of our ability to share it with one another, it's still a secret. We're still whispering it to each other. We're not ready to say it yet. Shema, we say. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But Baruch Shem, we're not ready to say it. Okay? Everyone okay so far? We're doing good? Interesting shiur so far? Okay. Now, before we wrap up, we're going to have to do the Chelek HaRemez Shabo. Okay? So now, bear with me. The Vilna Gaon, let's go back to Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed. Yaakov is on his bed. Yaakov is very nervous. Yaakov thinks one of his children is off the derech. He thinks maybe I have an Esav. Maybe I have a Yishmael. The Vilna Gaon writes that there are two main Yetzer Haras in the world. The two main Yetzer Haras that exist in the world are what he refers to as the Yetzer Hara of Ka'as and the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. Ka'as means anger, but included in anger is murder. It's kind of hard to murder someone if you're not angry at them. Gaiva, yeah, haughtiness. Ka'as and Gaiva, the Rambam says those two things are two character traits you have to distance yourself from completely. Anger and haughtiness, okay? Jealousy may be connected to that also. So there's a world called Ka'as, and then there's a world called Taiva. Taiva means arayos, yeah, immorality, sexual desire. Esav and Yishmael, who represents which one? The Vilna Gaon says, the two, so to speak, klipos, the two leaders of the world of Ka'as and Taiva, are Esav and Yishmael. Who's who? Ka'as is Esav, right? Esav is a murderer, Esav is a hunter, Esav is a fighter. Yeah. Esav takes the midah of his father, Yitzchak, Gvura, and he perverts it into what? Instead of inner strength, he turns it into fighting against others, harming people. And Yishmael is Arayos. Yishmael is Taiva. Yishmael is sexually immoral activity. Again, as the Quran gives a good permission to do as he pleases with his wife, in terms of anything sexual. The fact that they dress so tznius, when a person overcompensates to such a degree that you're wearing a burqa, then usually, and the Christians who are all about, you know, love and faith, right, are the ones who made the Holocaust, more or less. So when you overcompensate for a midah, usually it's the opposite. So Esav is what? Esav is the rotzeach. Esav is the angry murderer, right? Esav is the red one. And Yishmael, which is a perversion of Avraham's midah, his father's midah, what was the midah of Avraham Avinu? Chesed. When chesed goes bad, when love goes bad, it turns into what? It turns into arayos. Right? When love goes bad, it means you know, being involved sexually when you're not married. Or God forbid, being involved with another man's wife, or being involved with someone who's prohibited to you. It comes from a place of love, of intimacy, but it's a perversion of that midah. Okay? Good. What animals are the embodiment of these two worlds, of Esav and Yishmael? Esav's a pig, but what else? Esav's strong. What's a strong animal? Sure. Arba avos nezikim. Yeah, a shore. Esav is compared to a shore. Esav is compared to a shore. Okay? And what about Yishmael? The Gemara says, Goran Yuvamis daf Samach Beis, right? When on the way to Akedas Yitzchak, Avram says to Yishmael, you stay here with the donkey. Yeah? Shulachem Poa Machamor, you stay with the Chamor. The Gemara says, Am Hadoma Lechamor. You're a nation that's like a donkey. So a shor is a strong work animal, and a chamor represents chumrius, like the word chamor, taiva, chomer, physicality, okay, bodily desire. Now we also know that that at the end of days, right, in addition to fighting against Esav, Galus Edom, which we find ourselves in, we know from sources in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that this is also Galus Yishmael. So everything I just said to you, Alpi, you know, Pnimius, we just see in the world today. I mean, you have Klal Yisrael, and you have Christians, you have Muslims. Christians are the heir to the throne of Esav. And Muslims is the world of Yishmael. Islam is the world of Yishmael. Okay? Fine. So the Svarim tell us there's really a third klipa. There's a third klipa. In addition to shor and chamor, there's really a third klipa. A third source of negativity. Because again, at the end of days right now, we're battling Esav, we're battling Yishmael. But again, Amalek is just that theme of evil that just hangs around until Mashiach comes. So if Mashiach's not here, we know we're still holding by Amalek. We're not saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed out loud yet. There's still something called Amalek in the world. Exactly who it is, what it is, how it operates. Amalek is sort of the bastard child of Chamor and Shor. It's sort of this strange thing that emerges from within the world of Chamor and Shor. What do I mean by that? The Sfarim say like this. What's the inside of Chamor and the inside of Shor? What does that mean, the inside? So the inside means, take the word Chamor, and we'll do a little writing on the board for this. Right? Take the inside of the word chamor, the middle letters. The same way I told you in the past that your name is your essence, because if you take the word neshama, the middle of neshama is shame, is your name. So the inside, the panemius. So take the word shor and take out its middle. Take the word chamor and take out its middle. Okay, what do you get? What's inside? A mem, an avav, and avav. It's 52. What's 52? What's 52? What's 52? 52 is Elio. Okay, that's messianic. That's like the positive side of it, Elio. Shemban. Right? Shemban, okay, too Kabbalistic. Don't know what you're talking about. Yeah? What else? What animal? What animal is 52? What animal is a mullet compared to? What animal is a mullet compared to? Why do I hate this animal? I don't really hate this animal. Why do I think Jews shouldn't own this animal? Right? A mullet is compared to a dog. Kelev is Gematria 52. Kelev is Gematria 52. So the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, I haven't said anything of my own, the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, right, that out of the world of Chamor and Shor comes what? Comes the Kelev. The Kelev is a Malik, and they're sort of the ones who's fueling all the negativity in the world. A Malik who's compared to a dog. Okay? Point number one. That's one way, that's one Mahalach. Okay? You have a Kelev, you have Shor, and you have Chamor. Put that aside for a second. Here's a second mahalach. What else? Where does evil really begin? What animal really got us started? The nachash, okay? The nachash. It really all begins with what? It really all begins with the nachash. It really begins with the snake, okay? Now, the nachash, of course, is the nachash, but the nachash has within it the negative kochos that will come after it. Which is why the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, this Magala Mukos discusses this, that Nachash stands for, what does Nachash stand for? Nachash stands for, Nun Ches Shin, stands for Nachash, Chamor, and Shor. Nachash, Chamor, and Shor. These are the three klipos. Okay? Now, we need to learn one more thing, which I mentioned on a Sunday a couple weeks ago. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Yud Dalet. The pasuk in Yeshaya says that there's something even worse than a nachash. You remember? Who remembers? Rav Pesach, you were there that day, no? Remember what the animal's called? How do you say it? The viper. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Yud Dalet, Ki mishoresh nachash, from the root of the nachash, out of the world of the nachash, Yetze tsefa. Emerges a tsefa. Tsefa means a viper. Tsefa means a viper. Well, it's the same animal, but it's the worst of its kind. Right? So mishoresh nachash, from the root of the nachash, comes forth a tsefa. Comes forth a viper. A viper isn't even scary. I'm not such an expert in snakes. Although one of the former Talmidim of this shir is currently a volunteer at the Reptile House in the Bronx Zoo. So we have a sheiches. We need to find out more information about this. I have a good in. But I don't know so much about snakes. I don't think Jews are necessarily supposed to be so involved with snakes. I don't think that's necessarily something the Torah values. Okay? Whatever it may be. So mishoresh nachash yetzei tsefa. Out of the nachash comes a viper. Okay? So listen to this. Here's the punchline. And this comes from a sefer called Mishnas Ha'itim, which is a very, very deep sefer. It says the following. Yaakov Avinu turns to his sons. Yeah? Yaakov Avinu turns to his sons and he says, Chaver, what's going on? I want to talk about Mashiach. I want to reveal Mashiach to you. It's the end of his life. And all of a sudden, he blanks out. He can't. B'kesh Yaakov Legalas as a Kates. I want to talk about Mashiach. I can't do it. What's going on here? Maybe one of you is like Esav or Yishmael. So what do the brothers say to him? Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yisrael. Shema, we're saying it loud. Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yisrael. Their father's name is Yisrael, Yaakov. Listen, Dad. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Just like you believe in one God, we believe in one God. Yeah? What's the gematria of nachash plus shor plus chamor? Nachash plus shor plus chamor. How much is nachash? 358. And how much is chamor? How much is chamor? Let's go slow.
254. 358,
254. 358. How much is shor? Oh, no way. What is it? Okay, so nachash plus shor plus chamor is what? Is what? Yishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 1,118. So when Yaakov Avinu says, what's with you guys? Are you Esav? Are you Yishmael? Are you still holding Ba'etz Adas? You're nachash? What's going on with you? So the brothers say, no, we're not going to be like them. What's Yaakov Avinu's response? Yaakov says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed. What's the gematria of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed?
So Velma, did you ever realize this though? Shema is 1,118. Yeah? That's these three. Shor, Chamor, Nachash equals Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed is Gematria 1358.
Yeah, say. What's the difference between Baruch Shem and Shema? 240 Gematria Malik. So when the brothers say to Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're working on it. We're trying. Nacha, Shor, Chamor. So Yaakov Avinu says, there's one more piece. There's one more piece. And you're not going to be able to say what I'm about to say. You're only going to be able to whisper it until you deal with this last piece. Because Mishoresh Nachash, out of the world of the Nachash, comes forth a viper. Mishoresh Nachash comes forth a viper, a tsefa. Tsefa v'gematria malik. The difference between Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Li'olam Ve'ed is 240, is that last missing piece. And when you defeat a malik, then Yaakov says, then you'll be what? On the level to say. To mamish v'pem mali, to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol Yolam Ve'ed. That's what Yaakov Avinu is trying to relate to his children as they say, no, we're not Esav, we're not Yishmael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Gevaldik. But you got to go that last step. You got to defeat a malik. And that's why Hashem's throne is not yet complete. And that's why the Malchus of Hashem is not yet complete. Okay, Chavar, 2 more minutes just to finish up this year. The B'nai Yisachar reminds us that really there's a partnership between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In source number 11, the B'nai Yisachar says, whose job is it to defeat Amalek? On the one hand, again, Timcha Ezecha Amalek. On the other hand, what? It's Emcha Ezecha Amalek. The B'nai Yisachar explains, again, it's a partnership between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to try to do our job. And Hashem says, if you try to do your job, then I'll help you to finish the job. How do we stay focused on our mission? We stay focused on our mission by every single day. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we whisper to ourselves and we remind ourselves, there's more to do. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed. Again, I can't say it out loud yet because I don't deserve to say it out loud. On the level of neshama, I feel like I'm there. But in terms of being able to say it out loud, I'm not ready to say it out loud. On Yom Kippur, I can say it out loud. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, when there's Hashras HaShechina, and Amalek doesn't block out Hashem's presence in this world, then I can say it out loud. But I'm not ready to say it out loud. I remind myself every day, I whisper it to myself, and hopefully through my effort, through my, what the B'nai Yisachar calls in Isarusa Dilatata, by working down below, Hashem helps me from above to make it a reality, to make it happen. If that's true about Yom Kippur, like I said before, it's also true about Purim. Purim is a day where a Jew tries to say, again, saying doesn't only mean saying. Saying means he lives, he becomes the embodiment of this idea. Purim is a day where a Jew achieves the level of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. That he's able to what? The thing that was always all year round the secret is able to what? Is able to emerge. You know the Gemara very well. The Gemara in Erevin says that Yayin is Gematria 70, and the word Sod is Gematria 70. And the Gemara in Erevin says, in source number 12, Nichnas Yayin, when the wine goes in, Yatsa Sod, the secret comes out. What secret? This secret. Secrets are told in a whisper. The secret of Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Li'olam Ve'ed is able to be said, is able to be spoken about on Purim. You're able to restore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Gemara in Megillah says in Source 13, V'haya l'Hashem l'Shem, Zeo Mikra Megillah, Le'os Olam lo yikares, Elu Yimei Purim. V'haya Hashem l'Shem, the restoration of Hashem's name is through what? Is through Mikra Megillah. Le'os Olam, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso, Le'olam Va'er. And Os Olam, what is that? Elu Yimei Purim. That's why Purim is not batel. Purim's forever. Purim's netzach. Purim's eternal. Again, as long as a Malik's still hanging around, we're just not there yet. But the goal is to realize that what? Lo'os olam lo yikaris. Right now, Hashem is there as much as ever before, but it's hidden. It's all hidden. The avodah is what? Is Megillas Esther. Is to be able to be Megala, that which is hidden. The Bris Kunas Olam says, look at the words, lo'os olam lo yikaris. What's the gematria of lo yikaris? Lo yikaris. It shall never be cut away. Which the Gemara says, Eilu Yimei Purim. How much is low? Low is 31. Yikares is 630. It's 661. Is Gematria Esther. So Esther is the one, again, who takes that, who's Megala, Megillas Esther. What do the words mean? Megillas Esther. Be Megala, uncover, reveal, Aleph Seser, the hidden Aleph. That which you're always whispering, that you're too scared to say out loud, because you're not yet worthy to say it out loud. Get the courage and learn how to finally say it out loud. What we carry in our heart, the secret all year round, we're ready to say it on Purim. Turn to the final source. We'll end with a piece of Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Huttner, in a gewaldic little piece in the Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Huttner explains a pasuk, Yom Nakam Bilibi. Hashem says a day of payback, of retribution, of vengeance, is Bilibi, is in my heart. I carry it in my heart. Va'amru Chachamim Alzen, Chazal say, Liba, Lepuma lo galia. Liba, lepuma lo galia. Liba, that which is in the heart, lepuma to the mouth, lo galia, is not revealed. I know it in my heart. We know Baruch Shem. We're whispering it. We're secretly passing it off to each other. It's written. Ksov zo zikaron basefer. It's all written in the book. We know how the story's gonna end. But we're just not there yet. We're not living it yet. We're still whispering it to each other. It's a secret. It's our secret society that we're trying to transmit to one another. I said Motzei Shabbos. I explained how in a certain way, again, I'm not going to do the whole thing now, but you can calculate how really the last Masechta in Shas, you could argue, is Pirkei Avos, which means that the last Mishnah in Shas is Lefum Tzara Agra, which means Lefum Tzara Agra, Lefum means in accordance with Tzara, the pain is the gain, Lefum Tzara Agra. So the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is telling us, you know, life is defined by your struggles, Lefum Tzara Agra. In accordance with the pain is the gain, no pain, no gain. Not willing to tear muscles, you're not going to build muscles. But what does the word pum also mean? Right here, liba la puma lo galia. What is puma? The peh. So what is lefum tzara agra? And maybe it's the last Mishnah in Shas, according to this calculation. If you say Pirkei Avos is the last Masechta in Shas, then that Mishnah is the last words of Shas. Lepum, for the mouth, tzara, it's painful. Now, agra, what does agra mean? The pashup shot of agra means schar, lefum tzara agra. In accordance with the pain is the schar, is the reward. But the Mishnayos and Zram talk about a type of olive called a zayis agur. Zayis agur is a type of olive that absorbs a lot of liquid inside it. It becomes a very plump olive. Agur means to gather in. So you know what the last Mishnah of Shas might say? Lupum tzara agra. For the mouth, it's painful agra to hold back. It's so hard for Hashem. It's so hard for us. We all know the secret. We know the end of the story. Lupum tzara, it's so hard to keep it in. That's what it says here. Liba lepuma lo galia. Hashem says, I want to just put the whole world in its place. And Hashem is a God of concealment. He's a kel mistater. And he just waits and he waits and he waits. And we're like, come on, Hashem, Mashiach already. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? People are going off the derech. People are doing stupid things. There's disbelief in the world. God is not popular. Religion is not popular. Like, come on. Like, shake it up again. Mitzrayim, do something. You know, some mako, something. Klomar, Oso Yom Shabo Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Linkom Nikmasa Shal Knesset Yisrael. The day that Hashem has set to take revenge against all of the bloodshed against Klal Yisrael, all of our hardships, to respond to all of our enemies once and for all. Oso Yom No Tu Bilvavo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol. Hashem knows when it's going to happen. We also know, we just don't know exactly, we're whispering it. V'ganus Hu Oso Yom B'ma'amake HaTaluma Shal Oso Lev. And in the depths of Hashem's heart, that's where Mashiach is hidden. We just can't say it yet. We can't talk about it. We don't know. We just don't know. Says Rav Huttner, and I imagine Rav Huttner, it's possible that he said this in a state of Ad Lo Yada, because many of the Pachad Yitzchak on Purim, Purim drank a lot on Purim. I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying that's what he did. V'chol zehu b'shar yemos hashana. So says Rav Huttner, the rest of the year, we can't say it. The rest of the year, we're not ready to say it. Hashem's not ready to say it. Aval biyom hapurim, shebo nikalu ha-yehudim linokim me'oiveyim. But on Purim, which is a day of nekama, a day where the Jewish people did defend themselves, and they got revenge against their enemies, and they stood up for what they believed in. It's a day when what? Nekama zu higam nikmaso shel kiviyachol. When Klal Yisrael fought and were saved on Purim, Hashem kiviyachol was saved on Purim. The disconnect between what? Between the mouth and the heart. That wall of division is torn down. Hashem's mouth and his heart are close together on Purim. We could say, we're almost there, we can say it on Purim. We're very close to bringing the Geula. And this is one of the reasons, says Rav Huttner, why we drink on Purim. What happens when a person drinks? You talk more freely. You talk more openly. You speak more obnoxiously and loudly, right? Instead of whispering Baruch Shem Kol Machasol Va'ed because you're being sensitive, maybe you scream Baruch Shem Kol Machasol Li'olam Va'ed. Shekein matzav ha'shichos u'matzav shal silo kamachitzos bein ha'peh v'ha'lev. Because when a person is drunk, it removes the wall that separates the mouth from the heart. Liba lepuma galia. As opposed to the rest of the year, where liba lepuma lo galia, on Purim, liba lepuma galia. So we should be zocha to uproot, again, that last 240. We're holding by Shema Yisrael, but we should be zocha to get to the level of Baruch Shem Kavod Machasol Olam Va'ed, and to be able to pronounce it, but Pe'amale, with the Gula Shlema, B'mehera, B'mehera.